Well, 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 good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Monday. Monday, the 19th of February. Yes, this is a live show. It's not recorded. Many people take the day off today for Washington's birthday. Yeah, I guess they call it President's Day. Can't have Washington's birthday. Anyway, this is The Flip Side, your host Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number at Republic Trading Group is 1-800-691-7898. The web address you can access from many portals. EaglesUp.com, RepublicTradingGroup.com, RBNLive.com, RepublicBroadcasting.org. All of those will get you to Republic Trading Group's website, where the news stories are updated each and every morning. Occasionally the host misses. Sometimes, well, things happen. So occasionally, but by and large, it's up there 7 days a week. Even when I was on vacation last week, only missed one day. Quick check of the financial markets. Well, they all closed for President's Day. However, there are some markets open, actively trading the noble metal. Gold currently is up $1.80 at $671.80. Silver up a penny at $14.06 the ounce. Platinum up $10 at $1,218. Palladium up a buck at $343. Well, with the financial markets closed in the U.S., why is gold and the other metals soaring in overseas action? I don't know. Could be many things. Could be a realization of the imminent demise of the Federal Reserve note. Or it could be a report out of the BBC late this afternoon that says that the U.S. has contingency plans already in place by Northern Command in Florida to bomb installation targets in Iran. Well, that could be one of the reasons that gold's higher. Well, we'll have to find out. Markets open tomorrow. And I'm sure they will tell us why gold is substantially higher in the aftermarket. Anyway, stay tuned, my friends. Lots of stuff to get to, including, yes, the president's speech at Mount Vernon. We'll be back.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. Start of going to be an interesting week. Anyway, one possibility for the spike in gold prices in the aftermarket is a story from the BBC. U.S. contingency plans for airstrikes on Iran extended beyond nuclear sites and include most of the country's military infrastructures, this according to a BBC report. Report filed this afternoon. It is understood that any such attack, if ordered, would target Iranian air bases, naval bases, missile facilities, and command and control centers. The U.S., however, insists that it's not planning to attack and is trying to persuade Tehran to stop its uranium enrichment. But diplomatic sources have told the BBC that as a fallback plan, senior officials at Central Command in Florida have already selected their target set inside Iran. I wonder who they're sharing this information with. Is it possible? I don't know. This little story appeared over the weekend, didn't get much press. A delegation of American senators arrived in Israel on Sunday. The members of a joint Senate Knesset committee headed by Senator John Kyle, yes, the senator from the fine state of Arizona, who is very close, by the way, to George Bush and Dick Cheney, is a member of this group of people that have close ties with Israel. Senator Kyle said he established the committee 4 years ago to strengthen defense cooperation between the two countries. We formed the committee 4 years ago when I was chairman of the Knesset Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee. It is the only joint committee between the American Congress and another country. We think that it is important that members of the delegation feel the connection and understand Israel better. They are mostly non-Jewish, and we want them to feel some obligation to the country, said a spokesman in Israel. On a sidebar, President wannabe Barack Obama says he will soon make the case that he will be strong on Israel as anyone. And apparently, Obama is thinking about the money side of the equation, where, just like Hillary, who can't seem to find out how she can explain her position in voting for the war in Iraq and then now saying it was a bad decision based on bad ideas, but the reason she voted for the war in Iraq is because of her constituencies wanted her to vote for the war in Iraq. And who are her constituencies? Well, that's easy to figure out. And so here we have on this President's Day, the President came to Mount Vernon to celebrate Washington's birthday. According to Reuters, the President linked the U.S.-led war on terrorism to the country's struggle for independence, led by George Washington more than 200 years ago. Joined by his wife Laura, with a military honor guard wearing Revolutionary War uniform standing at attention, Bush laid a wreath at the tomb of the first American president on the President's Day holiday to mark Washington's birth 275 years ago. Standing before Mount Vernon Mansion and sharing the stage with an actor dressed like George Washington, the President said Washington's Revolutionary War leadership inspired generations of Americans to stand for freedom in their own time. Today we are fighting a new war to defend our liberty and our people and our way of life, and as we work to advance the cause of freedom around the world, we remember that the father of our country believed that the freedoms we secured in our revolution were not meant for Americans alone. You know, the sad thing about this is, because people tell us all the time what a smart guy President Bush is. He's a vociferous reader, reads lots of books, reads a book a week. And he has a photographic memory. And he loves history. When people come to the White House, he proudly shows them the original Gettysburg Address. Judging by the President's statements about George Washington and George Washington's farewell address, I have to say the President knows nothing about George Washington, his philosophy, or has actually even read George Washington's farewell address, because George Washington didn't want to export American democracy to the rest of the world. He thought by setting a good example, others would automatically follow. George Washington had a problem with a thing called foreign entanglements. I guess the President just missed that part of his speech. And the President is trying to equate George Washington's war against the British as America's war against Iraqis. He's got it so backwards, it's actually astounding. George Washington was fighting an invading force, the world's finest military force. The Iraqis are fighting a invading force. What they are doing is no different to what George Washington did. And besides the fact, a little bit of history on this President's Day, because we hear ad nauseum today that George Washington was America's first president. It just goes to show you how if you hear a lie often enough, you will ultimately believe it. I was watching C-SPAN this morning when a caller brought up the fact that George Washington wasn't, in fact, the nation's first president. The host, and he is a smart guy, and I like him a lot. You could see the look on his face because he didn't know if he should challenge the caller who was talking about John Hanson. And it was amazing. And I think it's indicative of a lot of people out there who just simply do not, either through laziness or just want to accept the given philosophies of people without checking it out for themselves. As for John Hanson, just to keep the record straight, in 1775, he was elected to the provincial legislature of Maryland. Then in 1777, he became a member of Congress, where he distinguished himself as a brilliant administrator. Thus, he was elected president in 1781. The new country was actually formed on March the 1st, 1781, with the adoption of the Articles of Confederation. This document was actually proposed on June the 11th, 1776, but not agreed upon by Congress until November the 15th, 1777. Maryland refused to sign this document until Virginia and New York ceded their western lands. Once the signing took place in 1781, a president was needed to run the country. John Hanson was chosen unanimously by Congress. In fact, all the other potential candidates refused to run against him, as he was a major player in the Revolution and an extremely influential member of Congress. As the first president, Hanson had quite the shoes to fill. No one had ever been president, and the role was poorly defined. His actions in office would set precedent for all future presidents. He took office just as the Revolutionary War ended. Almost immediately, the troops demanded to be paid. Uppity troops. As would be expected after any long war, there were no funds to meet the salaries. As a result, the soldiers threatened to overthrow the new government and put Washington on the throne as a monarch. All the members of Congress ran for their lives, leaving Hanson running the government. He somehow managed to calm the troops and hold the country together. If he had failed, the government would have fallen almost immediately and everybody would have been bowing to King Washington. Yes, my friend. As president, Hanson ordered all foreign troops off U.S. soil, as well as removal of all foreign flags. This was quite a feat, considering the fact that so many European countries had a stake in the United States since the days following Columbus. Hanson established the Great Seal of the United States, which all presidents have since been required to use on all official documents. President Hanson established the first Treasury Department, the first Secretary of War, and the first Foreign Affairs Department. And lastly, a little bit of trivia that even I didn't know. He declared the fourth Thursday of every November was to be Thanksgiving Day, which is still true to this very day. As a matter of fact, there were six other presidents who were elected after Hanson. George Washington was definitely not the first president of the United States. He was the first president of the United States under the Constitution we follow today. But the first seven presidents are just simply forgotten history. And we'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. Flipside, you know, host Robbie Noel. you know, it's amazing when you actually think about it. Because a lack of understanding of history, of cultures, of people, of events, rather than, obviously, look, you just got to understand that the history books that we learned from when we were kids were written by the victors. Victors always write the history books. And if you're a seeker of truth, you've got to be able to, as I often say, you've got to be able to put a lot of your previously held beliefs on the shelf and look at things with new eyes. Because you'll never be able to connect the dots in any other way, shape, form, or fashion. It's like when the president, I mean, he constantly is out there. If it's not one thing, it's another. But his constant statements about the reason why America was attacked on 9/11 is because they hate us for our freedoms. This is such a nonsensical statement. And its validity collapses with the slightest rational analysis. In one sense, they hate us for our freedoms is actually quite brilliant when you think about it, because it is simple enough for the brain deads out there to accept. It's a soundbite word that flows off the tongue easily. And it blunts any thinking person's response, for the response is bound to be filled with facts and examples, proofs and logic. And that's all the kind of things that this president and this administration cannot stand. There's the facts of life. Deal with it if you will. Muslims do not hate us for our freedoms. To the contrary. U.S.-based Muslims love America and its freedom of, say, freedom to practice whatever religion they want. They love the fact that they can worship as they choose. The problem, and this is it's mind-boggling. how these politicians are running around, vying for president, talking about the problem. Problem is terrorism. No, the problem's not terrorism. It's not people that want to harm America. The reason they don't want to get into, the real reason for September the 11th, or the real reason that Congress doesn't want to debate it, just like it won't debate whether Israel has a huge influence over American foreign policy. Think about this. A foreign nation, a small little foreign nation, is dictating U.S. foreign policy. And there's no question. If you look at it, the attacks of September the 11th, no matter which way you fall on that issue, whether it was an inside job or not an inside job, myself personally, in my humble opinion, it was a known entity and nothing was done to stop it. Because they didn't want to stop it. But if you want to explain the problems in the Middle East, the problems with this administration, the problems with both Democrats and Republicans, is they don't want to address the real issue of what led up to 9/11, and that is U.S. foreign policy. It evolves around the long-standing policies of the United States, the unstated, the unpublicized, the unfortunate policies. It's all about oil and global power. These are the problems. It is unbridled greed of the military-industrial complex. Because it only thrives on wars and disasters. And these people would dearly like to keep the status quo. They would dearly like for us to attack Iran. And American foreign policy has never been a topic in a national debate, mainly because the powers that try to run the U.S. don't want their goals to be trumpeted in the public. The Bush family in particular realize that the last thing they want to see is an honest national discussion about America's foreign policy and its actions. I mean, that explains the latest gambit promoted heavily by Bush and Cheney, a surge, in the infamous words of Condoleezza Rice, the argumentation. There's nothing more, nothing less than an attempt to maintain the status quo. How many times has the administration actually come out and defined victory or explained America's goals in Iraq? Bush often mentions a plan, but never has produced one. He bandies about terms like democracy and the Iraqi constitution and its millions of voters. But does he ever explain why we are there? We'll have more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years, unknown by most people. Even Bible-reading Christians. Major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday, Washington's birthday, as opposed to President's Day. Just like most people still assume George Washington was America's first president, it's just simply a lack of understanding and lack of history. And if people don't understand that, then how do you expect them to even understand what America's foreign policy is all about? Because rather than having a debate on whether or not to go ahead with the president's surge plan, Congress should be debating America's foreign policy. If they want to find out the answer to why does the world hate America. Bear this in mind, the world didn't hate America 5 years ago. Funny how time changes. It's America's foreign policy. That's the problem. It's the cause of war. It's the cause of poverty. It's a Walmart-based pseudo-slavery, and worse. And it is no wonder that the world has begun to hate the United States. What is incredible is that so many remain in the dark about the real goals and actions. The actions which have directly led to 9/11 and will lead to even worse problems in the future. It's like Social Security. It's like Medicaid. These problems will never be addressed because they're tough issues. They're too tough to deal with. So ultimately, the nation will go bankrupt before these issues are ever addressed. And the realization that America's foreign policies are the root of war and not a result of outside threats is a very troubling concept for people to wrap their arms around. Most Americans have been brought up believing in apple pie, the American way, peace, a strong defense, in this post-Vietnam era. Support the troops. Most Americans believe that we only strike out when attacked, and that we only fight as a last resort, that we are the upholders of peace and democracy. It is a very hard lesson indeed to realize that our domestic propaganda has been false. It is painful to look at this administration and realize that we were led into an invasion of a country that never attacked us, that posed no threat, and that, in fact, our very own CIA created and supported many times since the 1950s. America even profited from the Iran-Iraq war. It supplied Saddam Hussein with weapons, including the poisonous gases he used with America's tacit permission. And yes, we gladly bought his oil. Many people believe in America's destiny, our past and our system of government and injustice. We believed that we were a force for good in the world. We believed that our leaders practiced what we preached. And until 5 years ago, a lot of the world believed that too, except in the hidden recesses of the world, others saw firsthand what America's foreign policies were all about. And it wasn't about creating peace. It was to create profit. That's the blunt and unhappy truth. America invaded Iraq without any justification except global power and profit. In a historical context, we are the Huns. We are the ancient invaders of Egypt. We are the Nazis attacking France. We are the Napoleons and the Alexanders. We are the invaders and the makers of war. And worse yet, when future historians look closely at these terrible times, they will conclude that it was our global policies that were the proximate cause of the 9/11 attacks, which in turn were used to justify our invasion of a country innocent of any connection with 9/11. No question, this invasion will go down in history as one of the worst mistakes ever made by the United States. As a developing tragedy of regional and possible global proportions, no good can come of it. The only ones who profit or gain from it are those who sell the arms and sell the repairs of the damage that we have done. The war makers, the corporations, owned, operated, controlled by the Carlyle Group and others, who in turn rely on George W. and his cronies. And as for the rest of us, the poor, the unemployed, continue to send their boys and girls to join the military, where they spill their blood, lose their legs, destroy their brains. The middle class continues to get squeezed. The social benefits that aided all are being cut and eradicated. All of this to support this insane war. And as a side benefit, the rest of the world now views George Bush as a larger threat to peace and prosperity than Osama bin Laden. You know, each day, kids, and I use this term kids because they're 19 years old, boys and girls, put on their desert boots and personal armor and become moving targets for Iraqis fighting other Iraqis. I can only hope that a few of them will realize that they are not fighting for democracy. They're fighting for GE, they're fighting for Boeing, they're fighting for Halliburton, Exxon. Over the weekend, Dana Priest writes for the Washington Post. And I've said this before, I said this 5 years ago. Whenever the subject of war comes up, I tell it like it is, or what war is all about. And it doesn't matter whether it's in America or whether it's in Great Britain or whether it's in South Africa. Governments do the same thing with the troops that they applaud as defenders of freedom and liberty. This is the debate last week in the House, It was about support for the troops. Republicans standing up and referring to anybody who opposes the war as traitors should be charged with treason. Don Young actually even stated they should be hung. Both sides, Democrats and Republicans, talk about the commitment of the all-volunteer force and how wonderful these people are. But as Dana Priest points out in an article, the returning troops are getting shunned by the very government that praises them. And as I said, this is it's not a uniquely American problem. The same thing happened in South Africa. The troops come home, injured, maimed, what have you. You are just simply discarded on the waste bin of history. But what's more sad about Dana Priest's article was about the shining jewel of the military hospital system, Bethesda. They're overwhelmed by troops coming back, maimed, limbs missing, brains missing, eyes missing. They'll never be the same. The treatment that they receive, wholly inadequate. As a matter of fact, the treatment is so bad for veterans that private citizens, not the government, put together a rehab center in San Antonio, Texas. Folks from the Intrepid Foundation raised $15 million from thousands of contributors. Not one penny came from corporations, not one penny came from government. And they put in a state-of-the-art facility. George Bush didn't. I don't think George Bush has even been there. Hillary Clinton, John McCain showed up for the opening. Why aren't they doing more for the troops that are coming home? They just simply give lip service. Oh, yeah, we support the troops. Oh, Democrats don't support. Please, give me a break. Nobody on either side of the political spectrum in Washington, D.C. is doing anything about the vets. As a matter of fact, the only thing that they are doing is cutting their benefits. Now, I'm the first one to go against government operations or bureaucracies created by government to solve a problem. When it comes to vets, it's a different position. Government has a moral obligation to those who serve their country. It's as simple as that. It's not a hard question. But if you are going to fight for your country, if you are going to volunteer, then the only honorable thing to do is if you get injured in any way, shape, or form because of that volunteer action, government should take care of you. Vet story in this country is abysmal, and it's nothing new. They did the same thing after World War I. You had the bonus brigades in Washington, D.C. Yes, they were promised a bonus after World War I. Did they get the bonus? No. So the bonus brigade started setting up outside the White House in tents. It became an eyesore. What did the government do to the vets that had the temerity to demand that they get paid their bonuses? They sent in the cavalry. Yes. So I get a little miffed. Well, that's an understatement. I get a little miffed when I hear these politicians talking about supporting the troops. And when you look at the facts on the ground, it's night and day. It's apples and oranges. Well, sure, they support the troops. Then how come they've had such a problem protecting, giving the troops the adequate equipment to fight the stupid war in the first place. It's not as though they didn't know what they were getting themselves. Well, maybe they didn't know what they were getting themselves involved in. But there were numerous examples. As I've said before, South Africa had developed a armored personnel carrier designed specifically for IUDs, those improvised explosive devices. You go on the net and you take a look at it. I think it's called the Cheetah. It's got a V-shaped bottom that deflects the blast away. Yes, we were fighting terrorists in the 70s in the bush in Africa, and they were doing the same thing that is happening in Baghdad. It's guerrilla warfare. Hello. Guerrilla warfare is guerrilla warfare. I wonder if George Bush knows that Francis Marion, a.k.a. the Swamp Fox, today would be charged as an enemy combatant for his tactics against the British. Yeah, British. Cornwallis really hated Francis Marion. Constantly charged him with being a coward. Why don't you stand up and fight like a man, like we do in our big red coats? Well, maybe because Francis Marion said, I prefer to sit behind the tree. And by the way, those red coats make really nice targets. And that's why we can bump off all your officers. Yeah, well. But still, as I said, the news over the weekend about the state of affairs at Bethesda is a national disgrace. The president should have been talking about that, considering he loves the troops so much. If he loves the troops so much, do something about the vets that are coming home. Make sure that they get adequate medical care. Now, the other sad fact of this is the psychological aspects that everybody that has been over Iraq is going to suffer. They do not have any capacity to deal with the psychological damage that these people are going to face when they come home. You already got people, I read the story a couple of weeks ago, young kid who come back from Iraq suffering serious psychological problems. Actually, was suicidal. Went to Bethesda, requested psychological evaluation. Said, I want to kill myself. They said, sorry, you'll have to come back in 2 weeks. We backed up. Kid went home, pulled out a gun, blew his brains out. It's not just an isolated story. It goes on all over the country. You see a little footnote. Look, war is, I don't know. I keep on having this problem. You know, we're supposed to be so enlightened, this enlightened age that we live in. A war is barbaric. It's archaic. It's 17th century stuff. I understand war if you're defending your country from attack from outside. Understandable. It's a normal reaction. I don't think even God is opposed to defending your homeland. But because you don't believe in what somebody is doing, justification for war, it's insane. But then again, war is big bucks. And that's why we have wars, because a lot of people make a lot of money. All those defense contractors. These are the people that are supporting war. These are the people that are stirring the pot. Then you add in these group of senators that are in Israel as we speak. You know who they're getting lectured by? They're getting lectured by Nathan Sharansky. This is Bush's idol. Nathan Sharansky wrote the book about democracy. He's a Russian Jew. They hated him so much in Russia, they threw him in prison. And yes, he believes in Schofield Reference Bible. Anyway, take a short break, be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
You always had an eye for things that glitter. I was far from being made of gold.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Friday. You know, it's no wonder that Abe Foxman, the ADL, and the rest of them out there are pushing hard to get this hate crimes legislation passed, because that will put the kibosh totally on any honest debate about U.S. foreign policy, because U.S. foreign policy is dictated by Israel. It's a simple fact of life. Talking about Abe Foxman, he was giving, I guess ADL had a big meeting down in Florida this weekend. He said that I'm becoming convinced more and more every day that the reason anti-Semitism is out there more is this highway. Yes, this transmitter belt. Told 350 people gathered at ADL's National Executive Committee meeting, which finished yesterday. He said that these blogs circulate it and reinforce it, so there's more of it. While calling himself a complete illiterate who's only now learning about computer, Foxman says he's seen the potential for spreading hatred and bigotry online. You question Israel, you automatically are anti-Semitic, you're a bigot, and you're a hater. Look, we ain't gonna have we're not gonna have an honest debate about crime in this country, specifically back crime. That's a taboo subject. We ain't going to talk about Israel and its influence on U.S. foreign policy because that's a taboo subject. We're not going to talk about the financial implosion of the U.S. economy because of the fact we don't want to deal with telling people out there that this giant Ponzi scheme called Social Security is about to implode. You see, we can't address any of these issues. So there's never going to be any solution. Is it any wonder I tell you to buy gold and lots of it? Because none of these issues are going to be addressed until, unfortunately, everything falls apart. Then people will be forced to address it. When the dollar is plunging worldwide at unprecedented levels that not even the plunge protection team can save, no matter how many Federal Reserve notes they print. And Ben Bernanke could actually be right. They could fly around the world throwing dollar bills out of helicopters, and it still is not going to solve the problem. We're on the glide path, and it's not a good glide path. It doesn't seem that anybody wants to change the status quo. So the status quo is something we're going to live with. Politicians will continue to lie. Presidents will have visions of grandeur, although disillusional. And so what can you do? Well, the only way that I know is to take out some idiot insurance, because it's unfortunate. It's hard to soar like an eagle when you're surrounded with so many idiots. But don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Do your own fact-finding. Programming note, sitting in the big chair tomorrow night will be none other than Jeffrey Bennett. And I will see you again on Wednesday. Till then, see you, bye.